I'm gonna try to do that today. Okay, Nguyen Xiang on base. Lee Netter will put it on today. We're about 10 lines on the bottom of Nguyen Xiang on base. Gamora says, Lobe Kabul, right? The first one in line is Zahav. You see where I am? Okay, just to get our bearings straight, we have a mission. Again, we keep going back to the first mission of the parak. It tells you certain things that a woman is not allowed to go out with into the Chatzer nor into the Rosh Hashanah. In the second part of the mission, it said she cannot go out with a Totepis or Sarvitin or with a Kabul. Yesterday, we learned about Totepis, which we said was like a forehead band. And Sarvitin, we said, were like costume jewelry or real jewelry, you know, stuff hanging down. Now we're talking about the Kabul. She cannot go out with the Kabul, we said, into the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. She could go into the Chatzar, not the Rosh Hashanah. What is the Kabul? That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out right now, okay? So Nguyen Xiang, I'm in Bay's 10 lines to the bottom. Love the Kabul. So I'm Rabbi Yanai. Kabul ze eini yodea mahu. This Kabul, I don't know what it is. And we explained yesterday, meaning he didn't know which Kabul the Mishnah was referring to. He had two different pshatim on what a Kabul could be, okay? He says, eini yodea mahu e kabla de am. This is talking about the Kabul that's put on an Eved, which is some type of symbol that shows he's an Eved. Odeama kippa shel tzemer. It's talking about some type of hat made out of wool. The Zohar says, meaning again, so any other ikal de abdus non, that's a problem. Avo kippa shel tzemer shaper dummy, but the cap of wool would be permitted, meaning the kavla de abdus word is a greater chance he's going to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah, right? So kavla de abdus is a problem, but the kippa shel tzemer, but the woolen head covering is not a problem. Odilma, our mission is talking about kippa shel tzemer, that a woolen head covering is a problem. The kol shekain kavla de abdus, kol shekain, that the symbol that somebody's an eved would be a problem. You understand? Very simple. Our Mishnah says kavul is referring to both the kippa shel tzemer and the kavla de abdus, or is it only referring to the kavla de abdus? That's our question. We don't know what it is. He simply just said it's a woman's head covering.
Is that what it is?
No, we gave two pshatim what it is. Either it's a thing that an eved wears to show that he's an eved, it's a symbol he's an eved, or it's a head covering mistema for a woman, yes.
Based on the fact that it's a head covering for a woman, what would be the hava mean if she would take it off or shoes her up? I mean, what would be...
That's the svar, that's what we're saying. That's more mutter. In other words, okay, it's very simple.
Wait, so we figure out what it is, then we know if it's
flat
or not.
Right. He's saying, you said the svar. It's a greater problem with the kavla de abda. There's a greater chance to think of a kavla de abda than the kippa shel tzemer. Why? According to, we have two possibilities. Either we say kavla de abda is what our mission is talking about, kippa shel tzemer, but a kippa shel tzemer would be mutter because a woman's not going to take it off and there's just a problem to reveal her hair. Or we're going to say even a kippa shel tzemer is a problem and kol shekain kavla de abda is. Why would a kippa shel tzemer be a problem? Because maybe there's a way, it's not easy, but she could pull it off without revealing her hair. It's like something she wears under her hat. She has a hat and she has something she could slide it out, you know? I think you see certain chassidim, some people have their hat on, and they have the hat.
They're women nowadays.
You could slide it out, you could slide, you know, it would be like this. It'd be exactly like this. She has a hat on and this head covering behind it, and she kind of like slides it off, you know, without revealing the hair.
That's pretty good.
That won't come out on the tape. Mordechai didn't see that one. Okay, fine. So that's our question in the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Abahu. So let's figure out what it is, right? Amar Rabbi Abahu. Mistaber Kamanda Amar Kippa Shel Tzemer Tanan. It makes sense, according to the opinion, that our Mishnah is talking about a Kippa Shel Tzemer. That's what we're discussing. And that's a problem. Even the Kavla Dava, that's also a problem. How do we? B'tanya Nam Yachia. We'll bring a Bryson that supports this idea. That when our Mishnah says kibul, it means some type of head covering, and it doesn't mean it's not referring specifically to the kavla d'avda, it means a head covering. The kol shekain kavla d'avda would be a problem. How do we see this from the Brisa? Look at the Brisa. Yotza isha b'kibul u'v'istema l'chatzer. Okay, the Tanakhama says that a woman is allowed to go with a kibul on and with an istema, we'll explain momentarily what that is, into the chatzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer af b'kibul u'v'istema. He says, I agree with you that with an istema she can go into the chatzer, but when it comes to kavul, I go a step further. You, the Tanakhama, said she could wear the kavul into the chatzer, and I say the kavul can go where? Even to the Rosh Hashanah. And then he says, I have a klal, I have a principle. This is the key point of the Braisa. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Here is the key principle of Shimon Elazar. Kol shilamata min ha-tzvacha, anything that's below the tzvacha, below a hat, like I was showing you in my example, yotin bo, you could go out with it on Shabbos. Kol shilamala min ha-tzvacha, anything that's above the tzvacha, ain yotin bo. You can't go out with it. So when you see this Bryce is talking about whether something's above the hat, I don't know, maybe something you put on the hat, like some decoration, or below the hat, the fact that's what the Mishnah is discussing, and it's discussing the case of Kavul, then we see the Kavul is something, or Kavul means, Pashup Shad Kavul, it has something to do with like above that, below that. We're not talking about the symbol that an Evan puts on his clothing to show he's an Evan. So we see from this Bryce, we don't hold like Rishon Lazar, we don't care about his, you know, his psak. We would go with the Tanakhama's psak, but the point is, we see from his claw, from his definition, what Kavul is referring to. We see, obviously, this Brisa implies Kavul is talking about something on the head, not a Kavla de Avda. That's what we learn from here. So we see from here that a Kavul used on the head is a problem in Kol Shekhen Kavla de Avda. Okay? So now we know what our mission is discussing. Now the question is, my istima, what is istima? So I'm a Rabbi, if anyone knows what istima is, then you don't need the yeah? We want to know, is our Mishnah talk, when our Mishnah says Kavul, is it referring to Kavla de Avda? Is it referring to the Kavul that goes something on the head? So we say, it's referring to something on the head, that a woman can't go out with into Rishis Rabbah. And not only that, I mean, can't go out with on Shabbos. Cannot. Our Mishnah says Kavul is a problem. And not only... Because you might, exactly. And not only is a Kavul a problem, but Kol Shekhen, a Kavla de Avda is a problem where there's a good chance somebody's going to want to take it off because it shows that he's an Evan. Okay? Now the Gemara says, my istima, what is an istima? So the Gemara gives a very simple definition. Amar bivayo bizione. We saw this the other day also. We have a funny word, we don't know what it means. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Another funny word, bizione. So,
the word bizione?
It's not from bizione, we don't know what it is. Bizione, it's just some word bizione, okay? So my bizione, so what is bizione? We don't know what that means either. So no problem. So Amar bai amarav, call your peruche. It means call your peruche, okay? So if anyone asks you, what is istima, you can tell them bizione. And what's bizione? It's kalya pruchai. So what's kalya pruchai? So at least kalya pruchai is easier to understand. Why? Because Rashi defines it for us. Rashi doesn't even try to define bizione. He calls it, what's kalya pruchai? Look at Rashi. Mitznefes kitana la'achar kishirecha. It's some type of mitznefes. I don't know how to define it exactly. Something like cloth or something. Well, how would you say it?
What is in the begadim of the client?
Right. What is it? Mitznefes. Look at Rashi Dimas Kalya Pruchai. Mitznefes Ketan El Achar Kishirecha. Basically, it's gonna be something to collect the hairs. The idea Rashi didn't tell us is that when she has some type of head covering, sometimes her hairs just stick out. This is some type of like mesh material, some type of bag that catches the hairs that are like flying out. That's why it's called Kalya Pruchai. It's like, pruchai means like flying out. It's getting the little pieces that are flying out. Mitznefes ketan al achar kishirecha shekolas rosha v'kisasa yesh sairos ketanos. They're small hairs, shiotzin chutz l'kishirecha. They go out from the tying up. All yaday mitznefes, v'hei nikran pruchai. And they're known as pruchai, al shem shema frichan, because they are flying out. V'yotzin l'chutz, and they go out to the outside, out of her head. She ties them underneath her covering. By way of this small type of mitznefes. So this mitznefes is sometimes, this kalya perucha is basically something there that is to hold the hairs in place. So you're saying that's this word in our bite, so we called it an istima. And we said, what's an istima? We said bizione. What's bizione? It's kalya perucha. Basically, it probably means in certain places. In certain parts of the world, they call it a bizione. Other places, they call it an istima. But wherever you are, you know, you have this all the time. You have a certain word. It's referred to different things in different places, right? Okay, fine. So that's what we're talking about. Something to hold the air in place, okay? Now, the Gemara is a little more side point on this thing of an istima. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Shlosha Devarim Namru Bistima. There were three things said about an istima. Again, an istima is this thing to keep the hair from flying out. Ain ba mishum kilayim. There's no kilayim with an istima. No kilayim. What's kilayim? Well, when would it be over on kilayim?
He's wearing it as his clothing. Well, what? Actually, no. I mean,
if you have wool and linen, what do you have to do with the wool and linen to be able to unkilayim? Thread it together. So how's an istamim made? Let's say you have an istamim out of wool and linen. You're not over unkilayim. Why not? It's not threaded. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ein ba mishum kilayim. Second to last Rashi. Shasuya kemen lavad. Shikar and polter of Aina Tavia. It's not woven. The way they would make it is they would just smash those cloth together. How do you?
Mush.
They have all the smashed wool and linen together, and that's how they would make this garment that keeps the hair in. Since it's smashed together, but it's not sewn together, and it's not woven together, the halacha of kilayim doesn't apply to it. Shatnez applies when something is, when you're taking things and you're tying it together. Smashed. Wait, it's made. Smashed, okay? Is there some chumra derabanan? Maybe so. But right now the Gemara is telling us that istama ain ba mishum kilayim because it's not woven together, okay? The second halacha, v'ena mitama minigayim. And it will not be become tame with tumas minigayim for the exact rashis for the same reason, because it has to be a beged. If you take a little bit of wool and linen and smash it together, you haven't created a beged. A beged has to be something made out of some type of fabric, okay? And since it, right, she's wearing it, but doesn't. No. There's a difference between what you define as a beged and what halacha defines as a beged. When you go to the store and they call, in the Americas, it's called Olam HaBeged, so they call it a beged, right? When it comes to Hilchos Tuma Vitara, it has to be a beged, meaning it has to be woven together in a certain way to have the din of a beged. So it's not, it doesn't have shatness, and it doesn't have the din of Tumas Nagan. And the third thing is, Vein Yotzin Ba L'Rishus Rabim. And you can't go out with it to the Rishus Rabim, which is what we said before, right? You cannot go to the Rishus Rabim because the Chashash, maybe it'll fall off and come to carry it. Okay. Mishum Rishum and Amru, they said in the name of Rishum on a fourth thing, Ein Ba Mishum Itaros Kalos. Itaros Kalos. Some of you guys know what this is, right? This comes up to every single day today. Itaros Kalos is the whole Sugin Sota. So it says, Ein Ba Mishum Itaros Kalos, Rashi says, Top Rashi, Anun Chasim and Aleph, Ein Ba Mishum. Taros Kalos, the Gazru Alayan, Shlotayte Ben, there's a Gezera, they cannot go out with these types of crowns or hats. Mikhorban, from the Korban Velech, after the Korban Mesa Mikdash, there's certain types of clothing you weren't allowed to wear. Mishum Tsar, because of Tsar. There's a lot of Takanos they made because of the, after the Mesa Mikdash was destroyed, there's certain Takanos were created to keep us from being too happy, right? So for example, that's why there's certain like a Minag in Yushalayim. It's all based upon this, to not have bands at weddings in Yerushalayim. That's why lots of people want to get married in Mivaseret. Because Mivaseret, Mivaseret wouldn't have the halacha din of Yerushalayim. It's pretty much Yerushalayim. Most people are mocking for all of Yerushalayim. So that's why you see the... You've seen it, not everyone. I'm just telling you, sorry, I'm not saying everyone's mocking for there's a very popular thing in Yerushalayim called a one-man band, right? They do that because there are certain shitos you should not have a band for a wedding in Yerushalayim, the claw. So they had a one-man band, you know.
Also, we don't finish our helmets.
Right.
What is a terracotta?
A crown. A crown, but it adds simcha. It's like a fancy crown they would wear. I mean, it doesn't have that din. Atalos kalos means something you can't wear out ever since the 4 months. So we see, he says here, Af ein ba mishum ataros kalos. This thing, this mesh material that you're putting on your head is not so fancy that it's going to have the halakhic din of ataros kalos and you would be forbidden to wear it. Meaning, you are allowed to wear it. That's all I'm saying, okay?
You are?
You are. Ein ba mishum ataros kalos. It doesn't have a din of ataros kalos. That doesn't apply to it. Meaning, you could wear it. Ataros kalos, the crowns of kalos, brides, we don't have... Bride's gown, we don't have a din. That din does not apply to this material, meaning you could wear this material.
What's this material?
This material, we said, it's some type of mesh material, like John was saying, is used around under the hat to hold the hair in place, the hairs that are flying out.
Okay, so the teret is a kishuk,
it's
something
like the Yerushim Zahav. A teret sounds more like a crown. We're saying that din, meaning you can't wear the din of a teret kalos, is a general din. You can't wear this thing out. Now that we're sad because the basic material doesn't exist, it does not apply to this type of head covering. It doesn't mean this head covering looks like a crown. That's not what it means. It just means that halachic din does not apply to this item. Okay?
So it's not necessarily go out with it. It's just that these sores, because they're made The
Esther of the Zeichel Lechor Mimbayis does not apply to this item. Yeah. You know? Now, what it does apply to is what we're discussing. You can't go out with the Rabbim on Shabbos because you might still come to carry it, okay?
What does this apply also? Say you wore something that what has this Esther of Zeichel Lechor Mimbayis, even not on Shabbos.
Good point. These dinam we're talking about now in this last price are not necessarily short of Shabbos. We say it doesn't have the din of shatness, doesn't have the din of tuma, doesn't have the din of ataras kalas. Those are not dinam of Shabbos. Those are just general dinam that don't apply, that either apply to it or don't apply to it. Okay, top and nun chesam alav Shmuel Amar. What? Which is what? I couldn't hear anything. I don't know whether it's the most basic covering. We define istima as something to get the flying out hairs. It sounds to me like a woman has a rig afterwards. She has the head covering, and then a netting she puts it. Right. It's not as necessary. Not everyone might. It could be every woman doesn't need it either. Shmuel Amar Kavla de Avda Tanan. Okay, let's focus here, okay? What do we say? What do we say in our Gemara? Amr Biyana. The Gemara starts off like this. We said in the beginning of the sugya, we don't know what the Mishnah is referring to, right? So we got one shot. The Mishnah is referring to the kippah shel tzemer and kol shekein kavla d'avda. Now, shita number two in our Gemara is Shmuel. Shmuel Amar kavla d'avda tanan. Our Mishnah is specifically talking about the Evid's symbol. He is an Evid. In other words, that is what our Mishnah is saying is a problem. Our mission is not discussing the case of keep shel tzemer, a head covering made out of wool, because Mistamba, the Gemara is assuming over here, according to Shmuel, that a woman would not take off this head covering because she can't do it that smooth way I did before. She shakes it off, the hair may come out, okay? So therefore, we're talking about Kavla Dabda Tanan. So let's get, she goes as follows. Shmuel, I'm a Kavla Dabda Tanan. When our mission says you can't go out of the kivul, it's talking about the type of symbol an Evan would wear out, showing that he's an Evan. Well, me, I'm a Shmuel. Okay, did Shmuel really say this? I'm a Shmuel. Yotzei Evan b'chosem shibitzavaro. Avolo b'chosem shibitzuso. We have a stira. Shmuel says in statement number two that an Evan is allowed to go out with a stamp on his neck, but not a stamp on his clothing. I don't think on his neck means dafka on his, you know, like, they're not stamping on his neck. I mean, something hanging on his neck. So let's get it straight. Let's get the contradiction here. You got to get it slowly here.
The whole thing was talked about earlier on. We're talking about neck and hair, you know, because it's being soft.
Right, well, we're not discussing that now. Now we're just discussing, like, what's the chance? Why would an Evan not be able to go out with a Kavla d'Avda? What's the problem? He may come to take it off. Good. He may come to take it off. So Shmuel says that Kavla d'Avda is what our Mishnah is discussing. An Evid cannot go with the Kavul, and the Rishon Rabbi may come to take it off. Then we have a second statement of Shmuel. What does he say? Yodzei Evid b'chosem, which we're assuming is a stamp which shows that he's an Evid, but Shebet Savaro. He can't do it when it's on his clothing, but he could do it on his neck. We have a stira here. How can Shmuel tell me that our Mishnah says you can't go out with the Kavla d'Avda, Kavul with Kavla d'Avda, because we're concerned he might take it off because he's embarrassed he's a slave? And then Shmuel says you can go out with the chosem shibit savaro. That's our before we get too many questions, do you see the contradiction?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not difficult. Ha d'avid le rabbe, ha d'avid yu l'navshe. One case is talking about where his master made the symbol for him and he's Evid. And the other case is talking about where he made the symbol himself. So which one do you think is which? In one of the cases, we say it's permitted for him to go out with the symbol on his neck. In the other case, we say, which our Mishnah, no, he can't go out with the symbol that he's in heaven. Which one is the case where his master made it? Which one is the case where he made it? What would you think? No problem.
I would think
we have a contradiction. Let's get it. We have a
contradiction. Right. Exactly.
I'd be scared to take it off his master. We have a contradiction.
So you couldn't take off his master.
When our Mishnah says Kavla d'Avda, it's us to go out with that, right? And then we have a second Maimer of Shmuel that Evid Yotzei b'chosem shibit savaro. He's allowed to go out with the symbol on his neck. So when we said in our Mishnah he can't go out with it, who made that one in the Mishnah? His master. So he's scared to go, he's not allowed to go out with it. Why? No, opposite. In our mission, we said he cannot go out with the Kavla d'Avda. Who made that Kavla d'Avda? He did. There's a greater chance he may come to remove it. when we said Yotzeya Eved Bechosim Shebitzavaro, he's allowed to go out when the symbol is hanging from his neck. Who made that one? His master. Why? He's going to be scared to take it off when his master made it. Because when he comes to his master says, hey, where's your sign? Subordinate to me, right? So that's what I'm saying here. When he made it himself, that's more problematic. When his master made it for him, there's a greater chance we'll allow him to go into the Rav, and we're not concerned he's going to take it off. Okay, so he's saying a Metzias difference is that that would be a svar. Our Gemara's not saying that. Our Gemara's saying even if they're both removable, still there's a fear of his master that he's not going to take it off when his master made it. Okay, but it's a good svar. Okay, fine. So back in the Gemara.
I'll touch you after.
Yeah, because I want to be focused. We have a little problem here because we gave an answer, but what was the stira? The stira was our Mishnah says that Kavla Da'avd is a problem. Then Shmuel said in the third line of the Gemara, Yotzei Eved Bechosim Shebitzavaro, he could go out, it's not a problem. Avo Lo Bechosim Shebitzavaro, so he can't go out of the Chosim when it's on his clothing, right? So he said, when is it that it's on his neck that it's not a problem? That's when the master did it. He's not going to take it off. So if his master did it, so why are we mechalik between Savaro and Ksuso? Exactly. If his master did it, then even if it's on his clothing, we should allow him to go out of the Rosh Hashanah. Because just like he's scared to take it off when it's on his neck, so too he's scared to take it off when it's on his clothing. So why did the Gemara get a difference? That's the Gemara's question now. So the Gemara says, boom. But my ukim de lahad is shmuel de avid le brabe b'chosim shebechsuso amaylo. Again, so b'mayu kemta lahadishmol David le rabbi that his master did it for him, and that's why he's scared to take it off. So we have a question. B'chosim shebechsuso, when the symbol's on his clothing, amaylo, why is he not allowed to go out with it? L'chora, we should not make a distinction between the neck and the clothing. So the Gemara answers up. Dioma mifsak, perhaps it will fall off. Let's say he's walking in the Shusha Rabbim. Umirtas, and he will be scared. Umekapel lay, and he will fold up his garment. Umachis lay, and carry the garment akasve on his shoulders. What's going to happen? We're not concerned he's going to take it off. What's our concern here? Is that if the symbol fell off his garment, what would he do? Let's say you're wearing a jacket, right? And the symbol's on your jacket. So what would he do? He would take off his jacket, kind of fold over his jacket, throw it over his shoulder, and walk with it. That way the master won't see that he's going out without the symbol. But what's the problem with doing that? He's over on carrying and there's just a rabbim. So that's why when it's on his garment, we won't let him go out.
And not a concern.
Object,
but
there's no
carrying the garment.
There are three different levels. If he did it himself, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. We don't care whether it's on your ksus, whether it's on your neck, it's totally us or why. If you did it yourself, you may come to take it off, right? So we said in Shmuel, when he said it's okay to go out with it, he's talking about where the master did it. So when the master did it, there's no concern that you're going to take it off. What's the concern? If it falls off, you may try to cover up your garment and carry your garment, and your master won't know that you're going out without the symbol. That only applies if it was on your garment. If it's on your neck, we're not continuing to take it off. And if it falls off your neck, what can you do? You know, you'll tell your master, I'm sorry, it fell off, you know, and I can't carry your shizram. But if it fell off your clothing, you might go, oh my gosh, I really don't want to have to go tell my master this whole story fell off my clothing, maybe you won't believe me, so I'll just take off my jacket and I'll put it under my shoulder, put it on my shoulder, and I'll walk with it, and then my master won't know that I'm not wearing it. So that's why when it's on your garment, you can't go on the Rosh Hashanah, only when it's on the neck. Okay, that's what the Gemara just explained. It's a big, it's a wild thing. He has such a huge fear of his master that he's going to be coming over on carrying on Shabbos. You know, we know that the concept of, this concept of when people are very, very, obviously you see this, so concerned. I mean, it takes more thought to really understand this, because we know that no matter how concerned you are of your master, this or that, there's still supposed to be a greater fear of Shemayim than of your master. Like, you know.
What I understand is, these are Eved Ivrim, right?
Mistama, yeah.
So, I mean, you have this whole concept going throughout, like if you have someone who's an Eved, and because he owes you money, or whatever the case might be, that you have to, if that person's used to eating steak every meal, you have to treat him in a certain way. So what, I mean, to think that these that this evidence would have such fear, and that a master's going to have them wear these things, which would be
That's not for now.
It's not for now.
No,
just bothering.
He's talking about two different things. There's one thing that Gamar Dov Yud Tes and Kedushin talks about, how you have to treat your avodim in a proper way. You have to give your avodim. You know, if you only have one pillow, then you have to give it to your oven. If you have two loaves of bread, one's white bread and one's black bread, which is like old, then you have to eat the old bread and give your Eved the good bread. Those are things about treating your Eved properly. That's one concept. You have to treat the Eved properly, right? But there's another concept of who's the boss. And the Eved has to know who the master is. It's not any different than the way a household is supposed to work. In your own household, you're supposed to treat your kids properly and give your kids and love your kids and care about your kids, right? But if they touch your pillow, or if they talk back to you, or they spit at you, you're supposed to like smash them, however you do it, whether you yell at them, whether you punish them, whether you beat them, whatever your rabbi tells you to do, that's different. There's one thing about taking care of them, and there's another word about letting them know who the boss is. And if they don't know who the boss is, you don't have a household. So that's what we're talking about here. The Eved has to know who his master is, okay? That's where this fear is coming from. Okay, Vayikra and the Gemara. It's two different things. Okay, we're bringing a proof for this idea that when you're scared, you may come to hide your clothing, okay? Look at the case. Kidrav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. See, I am the first one in line in Zakasve. Kidrav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Damar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Ayotze, Vitalis, Mekupelis, Munachas, Loal, Kisefav. Mishamis, if someone goes out with a talis folded over, umunachas lo al kasefav, and he places it on his shoulders, Bishavis on Shabbos, chayv chatas. He's over on a chatas because he's doing an iser deraisa of caring, right? Chihad amar le Shmuel Rav Chinana bar Pishila. And this is like what Shmuel said to Rav Chinana bar Shila, kulu rabbanan de Beresh Galusa, all of the rabbis of the Beresh Galusa, meaning all the rabbis who are subordinate to the Reish Galusa, lo lifku b'sarvale chasime, are not allowed to go with sarvale chasime. Sarvale chasime are some type of, symbols showing they are subservient to the Reish Galusa. He is the top Rav, and they are like lower level to him, right? That's what Rashi says. Kulu Rabbanan. Look at Rashi on the right hand side. Kulu Rabbanan lo lifku b'sarvale chasime. Hayu osin chosmos letalisos shelahem. They would make stamps for their talisim. Ki'ein avadim, like as if they were avadim. Laharos shein kafufim l'reish galusa, to show that they are kafuf, they are subordinate to the reish galusa. Lo lifku, they're not allowed to go out with these things on Shabbos. Di mifsake, because if the stamp or the sign, the symbol would fall off the talis. Mirtase, they would get scared, and they might come to fold up their talis, their garment, and come to carry it. Back in the Gemara. So, kulu rabbanan debeiresh gulusa lifku b'sarvale chasime. They would not go out with these types of symbols that they are subordinate to the resh gulusa. Lebar minach, except for these particular people, dilal kafte alecha debeiresh gulusa. The resh gulusa is not so makbid upon them. Okay, there are a few people on this side, but a few people were exceptions to the rule. But even here with the rabbanan, it's a wild thing. But they had such fear of the Reish Galusa that we would not let them go out with this symbol on their garments that they are subordinate to the Reish Galusa, because if it would fall off the garment on Shabbos, they may come to carry their garment.
You understand this for a lot.
Similar like we said with the Avadim.
I'm saying you understand this for a lot easier with an Eved, because they're not holding on the dark.
We understood it, but yeah, true. You understand it more with an Eved that he's going to come to carry, because he has a fear of his master more so than the Rabbanan having a fear of the Reish Galusa. It's true. It's easier to understand it there. I give you one possible way to understand this. I don't know whether this works or not. One thing I was thinking about is when we learned the third parak of Shabbos. This is when Jared used to live in America. There was a we spoke about Kira. We spoke about so concerned that you may come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. We're so concerned that you're going to come to stoke the coals on Shabbos if it's not garuf and katum, if the fire is not covered up and kind of weaker. But so you can't even, certain food items, you can't even put into the fire Erev Shabbos. Not even Shabbos yet. None of the 39 melachos apply yet. And still, certain things you can't do Erev Shabbos to become the stoke coals on Shabbos. Like, we're so concerned, you're going to, like, it would seem like a far-fetched chashash, right? So what we say is certain things are done, it's called by instinctive, you know? I'm sure you've seen people do that. Sometimes someone accidentally, like, turns light on Shabbos and they go like this. They turn it on, and they, like, right away, like, turn it right off. Or they accidentally turn it off, right away they turn it back on. I've seen this done, right? It doesn't mean the person was like, just instinctively do that, you know? So this guy has such a, I'm saying this might be part of the pshat here, such a fear that with the symbol, like, once it falls off, you're like, right away covers it up, you know? Like, if someone was like in, let's say, I'm just making up another example, if someone was like outside, you know, like, well, okay, I know a woman, when I go there, there was, you know, I know there's a woman, she was, you know, she told me she was on a, like a roller coaster, and her shaitel just like, flew, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, what would you instinctively do? You'd right away cover your hair, right? So that's why what happened, right away the symbol fell off, right, you just take off your garment. That's a good example, right? Take off your garment
and
just hide
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, she said they didn't know what it was. The guy who was in charge.
She lost her head.
No, because usually if a woman wears a wig, underneath her wig, very often there's like, you know, she doesn't really have anything there, right? So she's this woman, her hair, the wig flies off, and she has a full head of hair. So the guy didn't know what to call it. So he made it like an answer, lady, it's on the floor. Because he called it, lady, it's on the floor. Because he didn't know what it was. No, she told me about it. She, anyway, so the bottom line is people could instinctively do things, okay?
The moral of the day is don't go on a roller coaster with your shaitel.
All right, then, so it shouldn't apply to us, okay?